Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Brianna. May I please have the zip code?
Hi, Brianna. 48207. That's a pretty name, Brianna.
Thank you. You said 48207?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have the first and last name?
Carol Givens. I called in earlier, but I think I accidentally disconnected myself. I was talking to a Dustin, I believe, and then I had to leave. So I'm calling back.
Okay. And you said Kira, what's the
photography? Given.
Given.
Given. G-I-V as in Victor, E-N-S. Hello?
For security purposes, could you verify the shipping address?
227 Iron, number 210, Detroit. 48207.
Thanks for the information. As I look into your account, I see you had Omax Sleep. How can I assist you today?
I'm trying to find out Brianna's package is. I am responding to. Hold on.
We're
headed back to the 30. Copy that. I am responding to an email. I placed the order. As you can see, that the order was placed May 4th. You see? Are you able to see that?
Let me see. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I haven't received it. And I sent an email. Nobody responded. I sent a second email, and the second email just got response yesterday. And I'm responding because it is saying that UPS is reporting that your initial order for Omax Fleet was delivered on May 26, 2020. I don't have it. So I need to verify the address that Omax is saying that UPS verified that they delivered it to.
Okay, let me check and see. And if,
okay.
And then if, you know, we can see what we can do, okay? Just go on the line.
No problem. Thank you, Brianna.
You're welcome. Okay, down the line. Down the line, okay? Stay on the line for me. I do apologize.
Hello?
Yes, I said stay on the line.
Oh, yeah. I'm staying on the line.
Okay, and I do apologize down the line.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay,
just looking
you know what?
For you.
I'm just putting my phone on speaker because I'm going to set it down, but I'm listening out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Back to the program. Can I help you? I'm calling them now. What's wrong? Okay. Yep, I got it. Bye-bye.
Yes, I see that it was charged on the 26th.
Hold on. Copy that. It's a cancel. Brianna?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're saying what, dear?
I'm about to provide you with your cancellation confirmation. I'm not your cancellation confirmation. I do apologize. Your tracking number. I do, and we do, we do see that we did ship it and it was received, but what I'm going to do, since you have...
No, wait, stop right there. It was received by whom?
USPS, United States.
I can hardly hear you.
Could you hear
me
now?
Are you working from home?
Yes, you hear my kids.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
USPS, United States Postal Service, that's who ship your products.
Okay, so you're saying...
Go ahead, 3-3.
No, not until Thursday. You're saying that OMAX shipped it, USPS received it.
No, USPS delivered it to your address.
They could not have delivered it to my address because I don't have it.
That's why I'm saying, ma'am, that's okay. If you haven't received it, I'm going to make sure that we reship it for you.
Okay, so now in the email, it's saying that USPS reported that the initial order was delivered on May 26, 2020.
Uh-huh.
They are also saying our records are showing that you have been provided a reship that USPS is reporting they will deliver May 27, 2020. So somebody's got to clarify this email. If they shipped it once, and now they're shipping it again. I paid for and ordered this on the 4th. They're saying that it was delivered 22 days later, and now they're shipping it again. By means of the same thing, USPS.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, USPS. Okay, so let me take a look at this, and we'll all see what all happened because U.S. Okay, your items were delivered to the Garge alternate address in Detroit, Michigan, on May the 26th. That's the address. Let me make sure the address is correct. To the 227 Iron Street, apartment 210.
That's correct.
Okay, yeah, that's what we have, and USPS was one that delivered it to the address.
So I haven't received it, and they're shipping it again?
No, what I'm saying, I will do it since you haven't received it. I will go ahead and do a replacement shipment.
Okay, according to this email, that's what they've already done.
Let me make sure. Okay, on May the 27th, see the product reshipped it. Yeah, and you still haven't received, because yes, I did not see that. As I look into your account, you are correct that as I look into your account. count that they did try to. It's not showing that they. Let me make sure. I don't understand this.
So Brianna, could you please? I understand you got your babies in the background, and I'm very happy that you're able to work from home. But could you please research and take my cell number and call me back and let me know exactly what you come up with?
I can't come back, but I see that they call you back. But I do see here was two shipping address. So let me not shipping address, shipping information. Okay, now you have another tracking. Okay, that's on May the 20th. Now, we have another one saying that. You have two
Everybody
of them.
Everybody stand by for 1 minute. 1 moment.
Okay.
What are you saying, Brianna?
You have two delivered for May the 26th and May the 27th. I have that tracking number. But since you haven't received them, ma'am, today, I'm on the line now with you. I'm finna reship you out the product.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Is there any way that this stuff can be shipped any way, other method other than United States Postal Service?
No, ma'am. Not even FedEx, UPS, no, ma'am.
Okay, let's try this. Is there any other means that I can request for it to be shipped?
Yeah, you want to send it to someone else's address?
Can I send it to my commercial work address?
To your commercial work address?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's try that.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, honey, you better hope that none of your bosses call your job. Your call this number.
You said do none of our bosses. Well, due to this pandemic, you know, we have to work from home. So
are you glad? You glad to
no.
be able to work from home? Are your kids
no.
ready to go back to school?
I want to go back to work. I told my mom. I was like, because, you know, then my kids' daycare had the nerves to call me, you know, telling me the kids to come back to school. I'm not going to let my kids.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Mm-mm. But, okay, let me give you this commercial address, and hopefully can I upgrade to some other kind of mail other than USPS?
No, ma'am. They own this.
Okay, that's fine. Let me just give you a different address.
Okay.
2652
mm-hmm.
East Jefferson. And it is Business Improvement Zone.
Okay, so the address is 2656.
No. 2652 East Jefferson.
Uh-huh.
And it's Detroit, Michigan, 48207.
Okay.
So it would be Carol Given in care of Business Improvement Zone.
Detroit, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Okay, one moment. Okay, I went in and reshipped out the product. Now, once again, it can take up to 7 to 10 business days. It might not take that long, but that's the longest.
I hope not. Okay, thank you so much, Brianna.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX.
Uh-huh.
You have a wonderful day.
Bye-bye.